It's season 2 of 13 Nights of Halloween. For this season, we shall be talking about what goes bump in the night in Africa. What keeps our children up at night in Africa. What strange creatures roam our lands here in Africa. Vampires, werewolves, monsters, gremlins, goblins, witches, you name it, all these nightly creatures are largely attributed not to Africa, simply because Africa is vastly unexplored. For this season, we shall explore folklore, fiction, urban legends, and true stories. So let us dive right in to season 2. As usual, I am your host, Larry Sylvester. For this first episode, I will tell you a story that my mother used to tell me when I was a child. It is about a woman referred to as the long-nailed woman. Now this tale was told to children who felt like they did not want to finish their food at dinner, or children who did not want to eat. Now my mother used to tell me, if you do not finish your food, the long-nailed woman would come visit you at night. And as far as what she would do to you, she would basically visit the kitchen of your household, or the area where you mainly prepare your food, and she would find leftover remains of your food and eat it. Her physical attributes were basically she had long nails, long hair, and she was dressed in a wedding dress, traditional Kenyan wedding dress. Now, before I even go further, this tale originates from a tribe called the Agikuyu, which is located at the central region of Kenya. Kenya, as a country, is in East Africa, sub-Saharan Africa. Now, giving you the context of where this tale takes place, back to what the long-nailed woman would do to you. Once she would find your food and eat it, she would not be satisfied because basically they are leftovers. So starving and seeking more food, she would roam your household and find the person who was responsible for leaving the food. She would visit you at your bed or where you're laying down, sleeping, use her long nails and scratch the leftover bits of food covering your mouth. Still not satisfied, the long-nailed woman would try to get more food from within your stomach. So she would claw her way right down your throat into your stomach and scrape out the food that you had eaten before. Now, that's basically the gist of the story, and I want to take you a little bit back to where the story originated. There are various versions of this story, but one that my mother used to tell me was that a long, long time ago, during the age of our ancestors, there was a couple, a bride and a bridegroom. Now, these two intended to marry, but customarily had not gone through the process that was required for them to be married. In the Agikuyu community, there are various processes involving conversations, payment of dowry, rituals, and rites of passage that were required for you in order to be betrothed to someone else. Now, apparently, this couple had not gone through this, and that were not rightfully to be wedded. The community were against this marriage, was against this marriage rather. And to make matters worse, the bridegroom was already betrothed to another lady. So defying community protocol, these two decided to marry and had a wedding. Now on the day of the wedding, the woman who was rightfully betrothed to the groom interrupted the wedding with the elders and cancelled it. The bride was utterly devastated. Excuse me. Engulfed in sadness, anger, betrayal by her own people because she was exiled on her wedding day from the community, she decided to go take her own life. Now, with all these emotions burning up inside her, this caused her to come back as a vengeful spirit. As a vengeful spirit, she sought her wedding. She sought her ideal wedding, her ideal life. But she was a bit too late. As a spirit, she came and found that the wedding was done. The ceremony was already over. And the groom was already married to the woman he was betrothed to. Angered by this, she sought refuge. She sought solace. She sought a little bit of what the ceremony had to offer. The people were gone. Everybody was left. Everybody had already left. The only thing that was there were just empty pots of the food that was consumed during the wedding. So she started going through these pots, the cutlery, trying to eat the food that was left over. Now, in the Agikuyu community, most of us during the old age used to cook in pots. So she would reach down the pot and scratch the leftover bits of food in an effort for her to feel a bit of what was rightfully in her mind, hers. So from this day on, she used to roam around villages, especially during after ceremonies. And she would look through their pots, look through their cutlery for leftover food. And this became her habit as a vengeful spirit in the search for her husband. Now, this story is a little bit, has very many versions, but what really scared me about this story is that there are, in Kenya, there are people who do that. To this day, to this age, in this day and this age, there are actually people who roam around after weddings or after ceremonies. It doesn't have to be a wedding, just to eat leftovers. Now, a couple of years back, people used to intentionally leave leftovers for the night because of the vengeful spirit of the long-nailed woman. But as time eroded culture and tradition and beliefs, people now started washing the cutlery and their pots and whatever devices they used to cook with in order to ward off this vengeful spirit and not appease it. I would like to know, is this something that you would have believed in if you were a young African boy? If you were a young African adult, it doesn't matter age. But that's just about the gist of it. So tell me, what do you think? And that is the story of the long-nailed woman. Feel free to leave a comment, to leave a like, and subscribe to our social media pages at the Horror Fan Club Kenya on Instagram and Facebook, and tag us on Twitter. If you want this story and more, be sure to tune in every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for more horrors in Africa. Only on Anchor FM, 30 Nights of Halloween. And as I wrap up, I just want to say a huge thank you for those of you who have been listening to our podcast, for those of you who have been favoriting our podcast, for those of you who have been engaging in our podcast. It really means a lot to us, and really, really, really appreciate it. Now, as for most of you, you might be wondering what happened to the latter 13 episodes of 13 Nights of Halloween. Well, we had a short spin-off with 13 Nights of Real Talk with Maureen. If you are all avid fans of this podcast, but now you can listen to those episodes and more coming from her on her podcast. We just shifted the episodes to her podcast, so be sure to tune in to her podcast and listen to it. It will be up and running very soon. So that has been it for today. Tomorrow, just a sneak preview of what you should expect on the episode. We will be talking about a native creature from West Africa, based off true stories, urban legends, and a little bit of fiction. Who do you think it is? What do you think it is? Tune in and find out only on 13 Nights of Halloween. Albeit this was a very short episode, because I really wanted to hear that one story that was very dear and very clear and vivid to me till this day. Anyway, future episodes will be a bit longer, and we shall have members of the Horror Fan Club Kenya join us. So feel free to tune in. Have a lovely night. Halloween is around the corner, so here, every day is Halloween, so happy Halloween!